Halloween is about to make me go broke.
Yeah, it's broke season.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if it's just the fact that everything is so, like, more expensive, or the fact that there's just more going on as my boys get older. Can I just vent for a second?
Go ahead. I love a good vent sesh.
Let me run down some of my Halloween expenses and see maybe if you can relate to this, okay? First off, bought a bag of candy last week. I knew that was not going to last till Halloween, okay? And candy isn't cheap now. Like, a bag of 100 pieces of, like, the fun size is, like, $15, okay?
That's outrageous. That's highway robbery.
That's one bag. And that even lasts till Halloween. That was just me eating it at my house. Then, you have to get costumes, right? So, the kids each got their costume. It was about $40 for Carter. I think it was 30. Colt's was, like, 25. Not too bad in the scheme of things, but those costumes, they can't wear to school because they both have masks. So now they need something to wear at school because everybody dresses up at school. So I'm trying to do like a DIY, like put together, oh, well, look, you could wear this and you could do this rather than going out and having to buy another costume.
You tried. You really tried. But then you end up giving up and going, just easier just to buy it.
Well, then Carter has a Halloween baseball practice where they can dress up in costume for practice. Well, that costume's going to get thrashed. So again, I'm like, okay, let's see what we can pull from the house to do, you know, some type of stuff there. Then they have to bring candy for their baseball practice because now we're doing a potluck.
This is a great vent session.
I mean, I'm telling you, it's like one thing after another after another. Then, you know, Art's like, well, are we dressing up? I'm like, do you want to? Are we going to spend another $40 each on a costume that we're going to wear for a couple hours to go trick-or-treating? But then we have our costume contest here at K-Frog.
Yeah.
Had to buy my costume for that. But then, like you, I was worried he wasn't going to get here in time, so I had to buy a backup costume. I'm telling you, I'm going to go broke.
All right. Over or under roughly $400?
Ooh, I'm close.
You're close. I've got you beat so bad.
Really?
And I don't even have kids here.
What did you spend that was so expensive on Halloween?
A Halloween party.
Oh, well, yeah, you and your landlord did the big party.
Yeah, and then my costume, $140, and then this costume here.
$140?
Yeah, and then this costume here for K-Frog was $50, and then it's a whole mess. I am broke. And
hold on, you spent $150 on your costume? What were you?
I don't even know.
That's even worse. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm in for hundreds and hundreds of dollars, and I do not have the money. And it's all self-inflicted. You had a legitimate venting session because the price is just outrageous and you have to spend that money. Mine was self-inflicted wounds, which makes me a moron.
Okay. We had our venting session. We want to open it up so that you can vent a little. How much have you already spent on Halloween and how ridiculous has it gotten?
Let's do this. 888-431-3764. Text or feel free to give us a call. Expensive. That's Kelly and I's glorified Monday morning venting session today.
Yeah, when I'm trying to add everything up between the candy, the costumes, I didn't even put into consideration the decorations. Yeah, I'm like a couple $100, probably closer to four deep on Halloween so far.
It keeps going, and 951's going to make you jealous because okay. They have spent zero, they say.
What?
I don't have kids. I live in a neighborhood where we don't get trick-or-treats, so I don't have to buy candy. On top of that, I sold all my Halloween decorations this year and made $250.
Okay, you're just bragging. You're showing off now.
You're the Halloween Grinch.
Well, check out this one from the 714. It says, my husband's costume was $300.
Is it made of gold?
Then you add in costumes for our two boys and candy. Yeah, I'm feeling the pain of Halloween. What are you for $300?
You better win some Halloween costume. You better get a gift card or something cool in return because that's an investment, right? If you're spending $300?
Yeah, you're going to be that for the next 10 years in my house if it costs $300. But then we have some smart people. Like the 714 here says, I'm not venting, but I'm going to brag because my girlfriend is amazing. She made my daughter's costume. She's cowboy and vintage Barbie. Both costumes under $50 because she went to the thrift store and DIY'd it.
Got a creative girlfriend.
Yeah.
Can't complain about that. Got that done for you. Otherwise, I'm going to be the person that will never have that opportunity. I'll be buying Halloween costumes at the store and spending a lot of money.
How much have you spent on your costume so far? Your work and your party one?
$200. And the one might not even come tomorrow.
That's painful. How much have you spent on Halloween so far? We want to hear from you. You can call or text us, 888-431-3764.
I know it's a drag. I know it's a grind. I know that a dollar.